Woe to WOTUS. That story next on This Land of Ours. EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule, also known as WOTUS, is still in the comment stage and is a regulatory rather than a legislative action. But members of Congress have been getting involved, writing letters and even proposing legislation that would keep it from happening. House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson of Minnesota has been one of them.
They're trying to be helpful. I really believe that. They just don't understand what they're doing. And they just need to withdraw this rule. It is not being helpful. It is not moving in the right direction. And, hopefully they will back off. And if they don't, then we'll have to try to fix it legislatively.
Congressman Steve Sutherland of Florida says the potential impact of WOTUS goes well beyond agriculture, and he sponsored a bill called the Regulatory Overreach Protection Act that would prevent EPA from implementing it.
You're talking about personal property rights issue. So you're talking developers, home builders association, golf courses, municipalities. This is much bigger than just an ag issue. So it has struck a chord, and we're very pleased to have the co-sponsors we have, over 120, and we're probably approaching 100 associations that represent tens of thousands of individuals around the country. So this has struck a chord. America is tired of the federal government running every area of our life.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.